desperate, this difficult time.
Absolutely.
What do you think of that situation, Eugenia?
Well, I think that Greeks are known for their resilience. This will pass. They'll find a way.
Yes.
Yeah, they've got a certain connectedness.
You talk about the diaspora, your parents' experience, the pictures of your parents.
Yes.
Your father, such a handsome fellow.
Oh, I know.
There's a picture here, he's on a park bench. This is his first day in Adelaide.
In Adelaide. Wow. In Elder Park, that photo was taken.
Oh.
Yes.
And he went on to work on the railways.
He did, yes.
All over the place, actually.
Manura and Redhill.
Yes, up there. Mm-hmm. And you quote his mother saying... just as he left, he got on the train at his village. Where were they at that point when he left Greece?
That's at Skourochori, which is a village near ancient Olympia.
Mm-hmm. In 1955.
Yes.
And your mother said, a foreign land requires patience, it requires hard work. Walk like a hare, head down and staying alert. Be as quick as an eagle to return home.
I think it's good advice.
It is good advice, isn't it? And they made a contribution. They worked so hard, didn't they?
They worked hard. They were very committed. And assimilation was really important to my parents.
But keeping their own culture. Which I think the Greeks and Italians have done extremely well, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
And
yes,
we all benefited from the food.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And continue to benefit from this. This book made me hungry, Jania.
I'm glad.
It's so beautifully illustrated, and there's a lot of food in it. There's a lot of culture, though. It's a kind of life, a day in the life of a Greek Australian.
That's exactly right.
Loukoumades here.
Oh, love. Yeah. Do you love them?
I do. Honey donuts. And there are recipes for all these things.
Yes.
This is traditional tucker that you would have grown up
with. This is all traditional food that goes with the culture.
Mm.
So there's not a souvlaki in there or a moussaka.
Yes.
It's a traditional Greek food that you'll find
in the home. Isn't souvlaki or moussaka traditional?
Oh, it is. It is. But the more special occasion or sometimes everyday foods too.
Yes.
Like, it just depends. Yeah.
It's beautifully produced, this book.
Thank you. I've put my heart and soul in this book.
Yeah, you have.
Mm.
And you just want to fall into it, actually. And it's a tribute to a lifestyle. I love this bread. This is an Easter bread.
I made that bread, Peter.
Did you?
Yes, and the eggs and the biscuits. Yes.
And the red eggs. You can learn in the book how to make those red eggs for Easter, which I've often seen, and also ones with patterns, with patterns on them.
Yep.
And dressing the bridal bed.
I know. It's a beautiful tradition.
Yeah, and it still happens.
Yes, yeah.
With all these sort of overlays and rice and rose petals.
It's very special. It's a very special time.
Mm. A lot of grief. What in times of mourning, all these sort of funeral customs and memorial customs.
Yeah, but in that there's a celebration of life, praying for the soul, celebrating the life of the deceased, which is, I think, meaningful.
Mm. Mm. Your father's still living.
Yes.
What age is he?
He's 88.
Wonderful. Mm. But your mother passed when?
5 years ago, and she was 82.
So a lot of her in here.
There's a lot of her in there. Yeah.
Mm. She taught
you
to cook.
She taught all of us to cook, and a lot of conversations around the dinner table.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many of you? How many?
Five children.
Really?
Yes. I'm the youngest. So three were born in Greece.
Yes.
And two here.
Because your father was here quite a time before she came out.
Yeah. He left mum in Greece with three children.
Which was the way people did it.
Absolutely. Because it was the unknown. So it would be very difficult to bring an entire family over. And if it wasn't what they thought, then how would they get them
home?
And
you found a trunk of letters too, didn't you?
Our parents had letters in the bottom of my mother's dressing table and in a suitcase in the shed. So...
You still have them?
No.
Oh,
unfortunately.
What a shame.
I know. I think as we grew older, they decided that perhaps they should just move on somewhere else.
Oh, what a shame.
It is, because it would have been a beautiful history.
A love story.
It really is. It's a story of love and resilience and unity and sharing the same dream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it didn't matter that they were on the other side of the world from where
No. Mm. And then she and the three children came out here.
Yes.
And where did they live first?
So they moved to Brooklyn Park. Mm-hmm. My father had bought the house there. Mm-hmm. And that is still our patriarchal home.
Oh.
Yeah. So a beautiful home.
Where do you live?
St. Peter's.
Mm. Mm. And growing up in... Did you feel different? How did it feel to be a Greek-Australian kiddie?
I knew that there was a certain richness to our life, to our lifestyle. I went to Lockleys Demonstration School, so that was mostly Australian students
there. It was a good school.
Oh, it's a wonderful school.
My friend Mick Rivers used to teach there.
Oh, did he?
It was a good school.
Mm. So I didn't find too many difficulties attending that school.
And do you value your culture as you get older? Do you value that culture, or have you always?
I've always valued it, but what was really important was to record it somewhere.
Yes, yes.
Because a lot of the culture is symbolic, I really wanted to have a record of that, and also to have photographs that support it and the thinking behind it. So it's a real celebration book. And I think it's a great book for our generation as well as our children, and, you know, it's a timeless book, actually.
What do children think of it?
They love it.
Good.
Which is really good.
Yes, because you did it for them.
I did it for them.
Yeah, and I think as a tribute to your parents.
As a tribute to my parents.
And what they went through. Mm. Because they, you know, they had to keep that flame of culture alive when it wasn't always easy to do that, given the pressure to assimilate.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, to be, you know, to be a part of, but still keep who you are, which is very important.
But I think, though, you know, I think we can say we're lucky in Australia that that's possible, that we can still embrace the culture and still be part of the Australian culture. And that was really important to my parents. They made a decision to come here and they really wanted, this is their home.
Did they go back to Greece?
They've gone many times for holidays and to visit the relatives, but never with a view to stay.
And do they feel Australian, and do you feel Australian when you go there?
Yes.
And Greek here?
Yes. That's the paradox.
Did you were born here?
I was born here.
Does that make a difference?
I thought it would make a difference, but I remember the first trip that I took to Greece. I was 11, so I was very impressionable, and I went with my father. I remember that trip, almost every part of it, every smell. I can recall almost every moment. That's how deeply embedded it is in my mind.
When I went to Italy, I was astonished by how different the food was, that it wasn't the Italian food that we were used to here that I liked, that it was completely different. Those, you know, thin, flimsy pizzas.
Which are wonderful.
Yeah. has Greek food changed here, or is it still the same?
Basically, it's the same. I think what we find is that many people think gyros is Greek food, although it is. Traditionally, a lamb on the spit would be had at a special occasion, especially at Easter time. And yet that's street food now. That's available all the time.
Yes.
So I think people think that Greek food is gyros or souvlaki, but it's so much more. It's really the Mediterranean diet with lots of legumes and vegetables. Customary glass of wine with every meal.
Is it Retsina or what?
Retsina, yes.
Which is served in a kind of sherry glass.
It's served in short tumblers, it is. Because it's not a pretentious wine, it's a table wine.
Yes. It's more like a sherry.
Yeah.
It's
got a woody flavour.
And what's your job of work, Eugenia?
I'm a manager of finance and people for a sleep scientist.
Good
and I've been with Adam Fletcher for 12 years.
And so all those people with sleep apnea come in there.
Well, he consults in the area of shift work and fatigue management to
heavens.
Major corporations.
Really? Like me? It must be difficult when people are in different shifts. They have shifting shifts.
Rotating shifts
must be difficult.
That's an issue, indeed.
And what's next? Are you going to write another book?
Oh, look, never say never, but...
Their story, the story of that voyage.
I know,
of that love story, I think, across the waters, and you can imagine. Your father could help you.
Yes.
And is he in good health?
Oh, he is. He's in excellent health, thankfully. Yeah. It's a lot of fun,
I think he's a marvellous man. Your parents must have been wonderful people.
They They are.
And you have three really beautiful daughters.
I do, yes.
Their names, Mary.
Anna, Mary and Helena.
They're beautiful too, like their mother.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. It is an exquisite book. It's available at Dillon's and Dimmick's.
And Dimmick's.
Greek life, family, culture, food. And I'm not great on these kind of books. Because I'm not a cook. But there's an authenticity here.
Yes.
And it's exquisite.
Thank you.
And the recipes look marvellous.
Thank you
for this beautiful book.
Lovely.
Thanks, Eugenia Panathos.
Can I invite the listeners to log onto my website?
Yes, which is?
At greeklifestyle.com.au.
Good on you. They can
see the full list of stockers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Lovely, Peter.
Lovely lady. Let's have Durante.